The rest were administered other unspecified drugs. Carol Rutz produced a letter she received from a U.S. soldier who underwent experimentation at Edgewood Arsenal. I can see where you don't believe anything coming out of the government. I don't. I am one of the 6,720 enlisted soldiers used at Edgewood in 1955 to 1975. I was there in 74 when they had just got their brand new lab. I am glad Congress investigated it in 75 and the Army shut the program down. At least they won't do it openly anymore. I was young and stupid when I volunteered. I was 18. I am now 49 and totally disabled. I have the body of a 70-year-old, and the VA says the Army didn't do anything to me. I don't believe them. Despite a congressional investigation in the 1970s and a lawsuit by one of the soldier victims, Master Sergeant James Stanley, which went to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1986, the work at Edgewood never reached the public. For all this, the secret paperclip connections at the base remain unexposed. The fact that paperclip scientists worked at Edgewood at various times between 1947 and 1966 has been kept a closely guarded secret, wrote Linda Hunt. For example, Kurt Rahr, who should be considered an absolute security threat to the United States, according to an early report by the Public Safety Branch of the Office of Military Government, U.S., OMGUS, nevertheless was hired under paperclip and set to work at Edgewood. Rahr was deported back to Germany in 1948 after another scientist, Hans Turnit, accused him of being a communist. Other Edgewood scientists included Theodor Wagner Jureg and Friedrich Hoffmann. These men initially studied the Nazi poison gases Tabin and Sarin, the most deadly agents the U.S. military had ever encountered. U.S. soldiers were exposed to Tabin and mustard gas in an Edgewood gas chamber reminiscent of those in the Nazi death camps. In 1949, the direction of Edgewood's work abruptly changed, noted Hunt. A consultant of the chemical division at European Command sent information about an amazing drug, LSD, that caused hallucinations and suicidal tendencies in humans. As a result, Edgewood's scientific director of the Chemical and Radiological Laboratories, Dr. L. Wilson Green, seized the idea of conducting psychochemical warfare. He then suggested that $50,000 be set aside in the 1950 budget to study psychochemicals.